Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, February 27th, 2020. The Berlin startup Carbon Mobile presented a new smartphone that is not only supposed to be ultra-light, but also thinner than an iPhone. On Wednesday, founder Firas Khalifa presented the prototype of the phone. Carbon Mobile is an exception in Berlin's startup scene because most of the young companies developed software. Bringing an innovative hardware product to market is much more difficult as it requires higher investments and hardware engineering expertise. The smartphone is made of carbon, an extremely robust composite material that is used primarily in auto racing, as well as in the aircraft and automotive industries. Until now, carbon has not been used in mobile phones because it blocks the signal. Getting around this limitation is the major achievement of the new company. However, there are only a few prototypes of the new device. It's planned to enter the market this summer. The company Tier Mobility is entering the market for e-moped sharing. It will take over the entire fleet and charging infrastructure of 5,000 vehicles from the Bosch-owned Coop Mobility Company. Coop, which was founded in 2016 in Berlin, had unexpectedly closed down its business in Berlin, Madrid, and Paris last November. The scooters are scheduled to hit the Berlin streets in May. Tier boss and founder Lorenz Leuschner sees this as a very important step in the development of a multimodal platform, stating, quote, "We've gained valuable experience with e-scooters and can now use this effectively in the field of e-mopeds. The Coop mopeds are for anyone who wants a slightly faster vehicle for medium distances of 4 to 10 kilometers. In the coming weeks, the technical prerequisites will be created to rent the e-mopeds in addition to the existing e-scooters via the Tier app. The Berlin-based company based at Potsdamer Platz had been preparing the bulk purchase for a long time. The financing was the only thing that remained open when on Friday, Tier announced that in a further round of financing, more than $40 million had been collected from investors. In total, the company, which was only founded in 2018, was provided with over $100 million in venture capital and now lends its e-scooters in more than 50 cities in 11 countries and, according to its own statements, has the largest fleet of e-scooters in Europe. More and more hostels, which make cheap overnight stays possible, are being built in Berlin. Most of them are located in the city center, but now a giant hostel with more than 1,300 beds is to be built in Spandau, not far from a biogas plant of the Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, the sewage treatment plant, and the Ruhleben waste incineration plant. For now, little is known about the plans for the giant hostel. The fact that the project exists just became known on Monday through a decision by the administrative court. Their press release states that the hostel, which is to be built on the site of a former textile factory at Freiheit 11, quote, can be built and operated in the planned form. It is still possible, however, to appeal the decision to the higher administrative court. In fact, several companies from the neighborhood consider the building permit for the hostel to be illegal and want to overturn it with expedited appeals, including an asphalt mixing plant that has been in existence for 40 years. The plant is operated by Deutag Ost, which produces various types of asphalt for road construction. And also, Berlin Stadtreinigung fears that the realization of the project will restrict the operation of the biogas plant, quote, in order to limit noise and odor nuisance for the hostel. With more than 1,300 beds, the planned hostel is likely to become one of the largest accommodation facilities in Berlin. According to reports, up to 16 people are to share a room. For comparison, Hostel 180 near Alexanderplatz, with 150 rooms and an occupancy of up to 8 beds per room, is considered one of the largest hostels to date. According to a study by the German Hospital Institute, on behalf of the Berlin Hospital Association, or BKG, in the future, Berlin will need thousands more healthcare workers for clinics and nursing homes. Mark Schreiner, managing director of the BKG, emphasized, quote, "We will have an additional need for 10,000 full-time workers in 2030. We must act now, as 10 years is a short time in personnel development. He added that the forecast takes into account the aging society and the associated increase in the need for complex treatments, as well as the usual turnover. Moreover, if the staffing in clinics is improved, the expected additional demand for staff will be significantly higher. The forecast refers to clinics, outpatient, and inpatient care across the board. Therefore, according to Schreiner, it's now important to recruit as many healthcare workers as possible, which is an enormous task. With the hashtag Pflege jetzt Berlin, or Nursing Now Berlin campaign, which starts today, the BKG wants to create a joint concept with partners such as health insurance companies, trade unions, the Employment Agency, and the Senate Administration for Health, Nursing, and Equality. A 10-point program for more nursing staff is planned, which, according to Schreiner, contains many measures which health authorities are confident they can implement in the short to medium term so that they will have the desired effect in 10 years' time. The plan includes measures such as the expansion of training capacities, better working conditions, and the recruitment of foreign nurses and healthcare workers. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de or hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.